Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today and the hangover you are most likely still on, how can people get a hold of us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it's been a couple weeks.
It has been.
Which should we get started with? Should we explain why we weren't on last week, or should we go into the week before?
Let's do the week before, because okay. I think next week then will make sense.
Okay.
More sense.
All right.
Yes, I had my bachelorette party. Me and 11 other bitches went to Miami.
It looked like you had the time of your life.
I had the time of my life. It was exactly how I would have wanted my bachelorette party, which...
Perfect.
Yes, which for, you know, I kind of describe it as like the most basic things that I wanted. I wanted themes. I wanted matching swimsuits. I wanted to be on the beach one day. I wanted to go to a club. Like everything that you could think of at a quote unquote typical bachelorette party is what happened. Minus the strippers, actually, which I was shocked about. We didn't go to like a strip club or anything. I mean, there were like, of course, hot Miami dudes that.
Were you disappointed or were you just surprised?
I didn't even like really think about it until afterwards. I was like, wow. Yeah, there were we didn't go to a strip club or like have private strippers, which But I didn't even, you know, it was so packed and planned and, you know, unlimited booze cruise, drag brunch. It was Miami. It was so Miami. It was so fun.
Perfect. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes. Oh, it was amazing. And it was Thursday to Monday, which was the perfect amount of time. Mm-hmm. First night was a lingerie party. So fun. You know, everyone flew in and it was just, we had a pleasure party. So someone came in and showed us all the toys and the things.
Accoutrements.
Yes, everything you could possibly want. Then Saturday beach day, and we all, everyone dressed up in the same color, and I was just in white, and we had dinner reservations and went to a few clubs. Then Saturday was kind of a chill day until the night where we went on an unlimited booze cruise.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you definitely needed a chill night.
That wasn't a chill night.
Well, chill day, excuse me.
Oh, chill day, yes.
For that ready. Night, that's yes, what I meant.
Because let me tell you, you can get cut off on an unlimited booze cruise because your girl did.
If y'all. Anybody could, it would be you.
I acted like it was my 21 run. I swear to, like, usually I feel like I'm kind of like a hot mess. Like, I'm still, like, hot in a way. Like, when I look at pictures and videos.
It's like, this? Oh, I'm still cute.
I was like, dang, okay, look at those moves. This, no. I was a straight up mess. Remove the hot. I was sloppy AF. Like some of the videos I can't even like bring myself to watch because y'all, I don't even know what happened. But
girl.
Yeah. It was on a cruise, which I kind of loved because like no one could leave. Like you're just with all the people on the cruise. Apparently people were trying to take pictures of me, and I don't know if it was of me or with me, but either way, I was like, let's go. Like, it was a mess.
They probably thought you were the entertainment everyone
really
else.
Yeah, because they kind of had poles like in the boat, and of course I just, anytime I see a pole, it's immediately a stripper pole. So I thought I was doing my best moves. They were not. And so then the next day everyone thought it was like game over for me. Everyone was nervous, like, is she gonna make it to this drag brunch? Y'all, I rallied like no other. And this drag brunch, let me tell you, it's unlimited mimosas and mojitos. So, I mean, I feel like I just probably hair of the dogged it. And all of a sudden, let's go again.
You're down.
Yeah, and that was Sunday. And then Monday, which we had a later flight home, Monday was rough. Monday, I was like, I am kind of glad. Like, there's no partying scheduled today because I really didn't know if I could rally.
Yeah, I feel like that was the perfect amount of days.
Yes, yes. Probably one or two too many for my body and my liver, but it
and
was amazing.
How's your liver now?
I honestly haven't had a sip of alcohol since Miami, so I think my liver is finally recovering, or recovered, kind of. But the rest of myself, not not so hot. I think I sound a little still stuffy. I still kind of have a cough because when I got back from Miami, ta-da-da, guess what I got? COVID.
And it wasn't your first time getting COVID.
No,
it wasn't. Or your second time getting COVID.
No, it was my third time. It had been a while, though. It had been over a year since I got COVID. And I know COVID's still a thing. And of course, I feel like 12 girls can't all go to Florida and one of them not get COVID. And it just happened to be the bride-to-be.
The only one that got sick.
The only one that got it. And let me tell you, it was brutal.
Was this the worst out of the three times you've gotten
100%. I got every symptom you could think of, but it was kind of like each day kind of was something new, but kind of lingered the past symptoms I got. Yeah. I think the most crazy for sure was I haven't had a fever like that in years. You get a little delusional. Like I was just nope. On a different planet. Yeah. And then I got the cough and the throat, and then I eventually got the cold, and then I eventually couldn't smell or taste much. And I was like, okay, it's 2023. Like, what is, I thought, you know, this is so 2020, 2021. Like, what is going on?
No, it's still a thing for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know why whatever strain we're on kicked my ass way more than the other two. But yeah, I'm like, I literally planned my bachelorette party so there was enough time between that and my bridal shower, and then between that and the wedding. So then if anyone did get COVID or got injured or had a friendship breakup, they could have time to make up or right. have time to recover or anything. So I really didn't think anyone was going to get it, let alone me, but I did. But, you know, I'm on the other end of it. I'm still trying to not be as crazy and busy, and I'm really still trying to rest because mm-hmm. I'm still obviously not 100% over it, but I'm negative. So yes, that's all that matters.
And there's less than 20 days now to the wedding.
Yes, yes. We're at 18. Well, I mean 18 today if you count today.
Yes.
So yeah, so I want to be obviously in full fighting force for that. And, you know.
And I mean, at least it happened now in your little buffer time, as opposed to yes. like my cousin. We were supposed to go to New Orleans for her bachelorette party in January. And her now husband got COVID right before we were supposed to leave. So we had to reschedule it for April. Right?
Which was after the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why I was very pleasantly surprised. Like, none of my girls were sick before. None of them mm-hmm. had any type of health problems or injuries or anything. So yes, I'm very, very glad that I got it now. Because that's a fear. Like, anyone going to the wedding, in the wedding, especially bride. I mean, my fiance still has never caught it, even after me having it three times and being around him Dang. And kissing him and loving him when I thought I was good. Yeah, he's still never. So knock on everything. I'm like, everyone just stay healthy. Don't be like me. Don't be like me. Santa bubble.
That's like the worst feeling. Like, when you do get sick and you are supposed to be doing something and having to cancel it, whether it's a work thing or like, I hate like, oh, you know, I feel kind of like my nose is a little stuffy or it's runny or whatever, and just, you know, chalk it up to the weather changing or allergies. Right. And then the next day it's like, boom, oh no, I'm sick. And then you feel like such a jerk. So it's like, do I call out so nobody else gets sick? Or will they get mad at me for being there yesterday when I thought it was just allergies?
Well, what's crazy, too, is like, I really didn't think. I mean, my throat was, or my voice was kind of gone, and a lot of our voices were gone.
Right,
you're screaming the whole weekend.
Sense.
And it didn't feel sore at all. I was just like, oh, I'm losing my voice. And then once like my voice kind of started to hurt, I was like, sketchy. And now like I'm just sketched out because I've had it. My fiance is sketched out because he hasn't had it, and it's like a flex now. He thinks he's like the most special person in the world and he can't catch it. So he's like, take a test, right? And it was negative. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I forget that there's you can still be regular sick.
Right.
And that's way different than COVID. You know, like a lot of people still come to work regular sick, even if they shouldn't, you know?
Right. I mean, I feel like a lot more people are better about it now. Hopefully.
I mean, I think you're still right, as people don't want to miss work. And I was going to come into work the next day. It was BJ who was like, no, Sarah, you're sick. I don't want to get sick. And you have to like rest. And so I was like, okay. And luckily that night was horrible. Mm-mm. Horrible. And then less than 24 hours, I tested positive. So, you know, it was like one of those things where, I mean, like, it's a good thing I didn't go into work on Friday, but I went Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sorry, guys. Make sure you feel okay. Like, but you really just think, like, it's a normal cold, or it's winter. It's
or like you, it's like maybe because sometimes I forget. Like I'll sleep with the window open, and I'll wake up, my throat's all dry, and
exactly. And like for me now, I'm like, there's no way. I feel like I mean, actually, kind of every time I, you know, you just would never think like, I have it now. What?
Well, on top of that, like when in different phases of when COVID was really, really big and, you know, freaky, like the first 2 years, there was like, okay, these are the rules. If someone gets COVID, this is what happens. And then,
oh my, I like had no idea.
Yeah, it has changed so much because, I mean, it makes sense. Now that people are vaccinated, like you can do this. You don't have to wear a mask, this and that. So it's like, what are the rules now?
One, I was like, how long is quarantine? And how long is it to the day you tested, the day you got symptoms? And then you should try 48 hours after. And like, I talked to my doctor and like, I've heard of long-term COVID, right? But I've never heard of rebound COVID before. So she, like, that's where you like, you're good, you're, or you're not good. And then you test good. And then you get re-sick again. Mm. And then you start testing negative again. And I was like, okay, that's like,
terrifying.
That's
like,
yeah, that's horrible. I can't, I don't have time for that. I only have time to get it once. Okay. I don't have time to rebound it or whatever. So yeah, it was, but I was extra, extra cautious and, you know, waited a long time because I was like, I don't want to give anyone this.
Nope.
Yeah.
If you did, I would have been very upset with you.
Yeah. So now I'm still kind of, you know, I got some lingering symptoms, but overall, at least I'm a human again. Because I really, like, I didn't leave my bed for a days. And I was totally okay with it because I was so tired.
Which is weird for you because you...
Yeah, usually I'm a night... Well, I could tell when I started feeling better last Friday, that's when, like, all of my lists started getting, like, I started being like, okay, we need to do all of these lists for the wedding. I need to do this list. I need to get this still. I need to... And then I was like, okay, I'm feeling better. Because all before, I was like, I know I have so much I have to do still, but I don't care. I don't feel good. You know? And that's when you know, ooh, Sarah, you're sick. Mm. Yeah. Because the moment I started feeling better, I started like barking orders to my fiance, you know? And he was like, maybe you should get COVID again.
It's like, I love you, honey, but.
Yeah, but you real annoying now.
Ugh. But I'm glad you're feeling better for the most part, though.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank goodness.
So that was the reason we did not have an episode last week.
Yes, I was infected.
I will say we do have a big announcement next episode.
Oh, is this a little tease?
Little teasy tease. Big announcement.
Big announcement. You guys don't get to know yet, though.
No, so tune in next week.
Dun, dun, dun.
But don't worry. We have more podcasts for you today.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. We're going. Bye. No. In our effort to remain hip and cool.
Always.
And with it, I came across this article. It was on usatoday.com about dictionary.com adding over 300 new words.
That's a lot of new words.
That's usually meaning a lot of new slang and phrases, especially that the young peoples are using.
That are now... you can define as actual words.
Right.
Wow, okay.
Like, either, it's usually young people, but not always.
I mean, I'm going to use them now. Well, I don't know if you'd call me young, but...
No. And I realized there's, like, subtle things that give us millennials away. Like... I learned about the millennial pause.
Oh.
So, you know, when you film a video or if you're filming a video of yourself,
yeah,
before, like, you always kind of pause real quick to make sure you're recording and then you start talking.
Oh.
Apparently, like, all millennials do this because we're so used to, like, hey, is this recording? Cool. Let's go.
Yeah.
But they call it the millennial pause. That's how the Gen Zers know. Oh, yep, you're a millennial.
Interesting. Now I'm like, now I want to film myself and see if I do that, you know, because I don't, like, don't even remember. I know I say, like, the same thing to start filming myself, you know, because it's like kind of awkward at first.
Right.
But I wonder if I pause too. Mm-hmm.
And the video that I saw was this girl, like, she was also millennial, but she was pointing out that Taylor Swift also does it. So she's like, oh my God, yes, she's one of us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel so bad about doing
she
this.
She is, right? She's like,
yeah.
Like,
she's in our age group, yes.
Ah. Well, okay. Taylor Swift's still cool, so.
And I was watching something. Oh, crap. What was it? I think I was watching like a funny YouTube Facebook video or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, things that, you know, can tell people like our millennials, how you can tell someone's older or something like that. And they made a comment about boomerangs. I'm like, is that like a thing anymore?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw someone being like, stop using boomerangs. Like, no one does that. And then like a millennial like made a boomerang that she was like, had a sticky note that said no. And I was like, perfect, because I love boomerangs.
And I'm like, I wonder if Sarah finds this out, will she stop with boomerangs? Because you do love yourself a boom.
I do.
But we are trying to stay young and hip and cool.
I love a boom, though. I still love a boom. I think the Gen Xers need to, Xers, right?
Mm-mm.
Zers?
Mm-hmm.
They need to get with the booms.
Yeah, no, they have other cool stuff they're doing. We're very cringe, as they say.
Oh, yeah, I do know that one.
But I'm going to read these to you, and I'm going to see how many of these you know.
Okay.
Bedwetting.
Bedwetting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you wet the bed?
I mean, that is the original, I guess, but nope. It is exhibition of emotional overreaction as anxiety or alarm to events, especially major decisions or outcomes.
Oh, so I'm like bedwetting right now?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm bedwetting about my wedding.
I wish they came with an example on how to phrase it, how to use it correctly. They did not.
I don't like that one.
Yeah. I mean, no. I get it where they're coming from, but will I use it? Probably not.
No, because, old people are going to think you're like literally wetting the bed.
Right. This one, it's a little bit more tricky to understand, I guess, or it took me a second to really fully understand it. Cake-ism.
Ooh, is that like you're eating a cake and you're feeling really yummy and tasty about it?
No, but it kind of has the idea. Do you know, have you heard of the term, you can have your cake, you can't have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
So some people get confused what that term means. Like, what do you mean? Like, I have the cake, why can't I eat it? It's like, you can't just have the existence of a cake in your hand and consume it, because if you eat it, it's not going to be yours anymore. You're not going to have it anymore. Kind of like, you can have money and you can spend it, like, but you can't just, like,
I thought it was like, you can't have everything you want.
Right.
And even more. Like, yeah, even
it's
more.
Like you can have one or the other,
right,
basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea, right? So cakeism is the false belief that anyone can enjoy the benefits of two choices. Like that you can basically, from what I understand, this is saying that you can have it both ways.
Oh, so it's the opposite of you can have your cake. You can't. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. Yep.
Okay.
This one I think you'll definitely know. Dead ass.
Oh, yeah.
Does not mean that a donkey died.
It means like you're very serious.
It's like dead ass, like truly, in fact, sincerely, genuinely.
Yep. I know that one. I use that one sometimes, you know.
Yep. I think I've heard it. Fan service, I hear a lot on the BJ Shays Geek Nation.
Oh, something nerdy?
Usually, but not always. Fan service is material added to a work of fiction for the perceived or actual purpose of appealing to the audience. Use especially of material that is risque or sexual in nature. I don't think just that. Like, I'm thinking nerdy in nature. So there's times where they'll like put in a fun scene or someone says something cool in like a nerdy movie or something. I'm like, yes, that's so awesome. It's like, ugh, it was so cheesy. That was just fan service. What was the point of that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay.
It's like, oh, like there's a scene in Avengers Endgame where like all the ladies kind of do like a mini team up.
Okay.
They all kind of stand together and it's like this cool shot of like the camera panning out. And you can see all the badass Avengers ladies in one shot.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And BJ's like, okay. And your brother, Joe, were like, ugh. It was kind of cheesy. It was just fan service. They put it in just for the girl like thing.
Got it.
Like,
yeah. To I liked woke it. Or whatever.
Yeah, but I like
it. Well, you're also a girl. So.
Yeah. And I'm like, they were such badass pretty ladies. This one I also knew. Hellscape.
I don't know that one.
It's like when someone says, this is a hellscape. It's a place or time that is hopeless, unbearable, or irredeemable. Kind of apocalyptic. Like, yep, we're living in this hell space.
So is
escape,
it...
Excuse me, hellscape.
Is it not a good thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's hopeless. It's, you know, hellscape. This is not great.
What if you went to a party that was really bad? Is that hellscape?
I guess. It's a place or time that is hopeless, unbearable, or irredeemable.
Okay, wow.
Liminal space.
No, I have no idea.
A state or place characterized by being transitional or intermediate in some way, or any location that is unsettling, uncanny, or dreamlike. Huh.
Wow. So that's a good thing.
I guess. I mean, it could be, it could not be liminal space. I'm going to look that up because I want to get an example.
Liminal space. Sounds like out of this world, man.
says it's a gap, could be, can be physical like a doorway, emotional like a divorce, or metaphorical like a decision. So it could be anything, kind of refers to a transitional space period. So like a physical one would be the doorway where it's a transition. You're from one room to another. The doorway is the liminal space.
Okay.
So like having the divorce, like, okay, you were pre-divorced, you're now divorced, and now the time afterwards. So like getting divorced is the kind of liminal
space.
It's
like starting a new chapter.
Yeah, you're kind of in that transition spot before you move on.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a good thing. It's just kind of a whatever thing.
Right.
It can be good or bad.
Exactly. Multisexual. Noting or relating to a person who is sexually or romantically attracted to people of more than one gender, used especially as an inclusive term to describe similar related sexual orientations such as bisexual, pansexual, omnisexual, etc.
Oh, okay. Okay. What was that one called?
Multisexual.
Multisexual. No, I never heard that one.
Mm-hmm. Nearly wed.
Nearly wed?
Okay.
Instead of a newlywed?
Yeah, a person who lives with another in a life partnership, sometimes engaged with no planned wedding date, sometimes with no intention of ever marrying. We know a few of those.
Yeah, I have a few friends like that. That's funny that there's a name for it.
Nearly wed. That's almost nearly insulting. Wed. Like I can see some people like, yeah, we're just nearly wed. You know, whatevs. We don't really feel like getting married. We're cool the way we are. But also, like, oh yeah, you guys are nearly wed. Never gonna get there, huh? Like, that just feels almost insulting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so, but like, I don't know what would feel insulting or not insulting to people who, like, you know, like, are with someone forever, but they have no intention on getting married.
I guess it depends if both people are cool with it.
Right.
If one isn't cool with it, that could be insulting to them.
I feel like both people would have to be cool with it. Or why are you in that relationship?
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Unless you're just comfortable with it and you don't have the balls to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know who you are. This one I have never heard of. I would have totally, if I say this to you, what do you think would it be? Northpaw.
Northpaw?
Uh-huh. I thought it was like, what is that? North Face? Like, I thought it was like maybe like people who take their dogs on like hiking trips or adventures and dresses them up in little North Face type outfits.
That'd be cute.
That was. I was like, okay, is that what that is? Nope.
No.
An athlete, usually a pitcher or a boxer who is right-handed or competes as a right-hander.
Well, I'm guessing, what are the left ones called?
Southpaw?
Southpaw?
Maybe that's lower down on the list. I don't know. Because these are all in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay.
Petfluencer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a person who gains a large following on social media by posting entertaining images or videos of their cat, dog, or other pet.
So, huh, okay. I thought it was going to be like someone who influences like pet things.
Kind of.
You know, like another being like, oh, this pet bed is amazing. Oh, like,
I mean, that could be part of it. I think it's usually like when you see those fan pages of animals.
Listen, if I had the grumpy cat and made as much money as they did because of that cat and just taking pictures of it because it looks grumpy. Listen, I cannot judge. Nope. I am jealous.
Get that money.
Especially because, like, you don't even do anything. You just take pictures of you don't have to dress up. You don't have to, like, you know, like, amazing. Right? Everyone wants to meet the cat. You just chill with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so ridiculous.
It'd be awesome. Okay, this one I do know, I think. Maybe not. Okay, pink washing.
That sounds naughty.
Right? I think I'm getting confused with a pink tax. Have you heard of that?
No.
So they did like all this research and studies like finding products that are made to look girly that don't necessarily have to be. So if you take men's razors and women's razors and they're the exact same ones, but the women's razors look girlier and pink, and you take a look at the prices, typically women's are more expensive.
Oh, because we like the pink things.
Yeah. And so there's times where they will make unnecessarily, quote unquote, women products like that they don't need to. So I think it was like a picture of like the Bic's pens.
Yeah.
It's like for her. And they're just pink. I'm like, why is it for me? Simply because it's pink. Like, and I'm paying $3 more. I'd rather buy the black ones. Like,
pink ink.
Right. Well, I think it was just black ink in a pink holder.
Oh.
But that sort of thing. It's like they market it. So that's the pink tax. It's like you're charging me more for things. And my mom or my aunt always made the pointed out like men's hair dye. So much cheaper than women's hair dye. Like back when box dye was more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why is it that you go to the men's area and the men's dye, and it's quicker. In the men's diet, it's like less time.
Is it the same quality and as good and long-lasting?
I would assume so. I don't know if she ever dyed her husband's hair, if that was the thing. I don't know. But pink washing, apparently, an instance or practice of acknowledging and promoting the civil liberties of the LGBTQ plus community, but superficially as a ploy to divert attention from allegiances and activities that are in fact hostile to such liberties. So
that was a lot of words.
Pink washing, what they're saying, it's like, yeah, no, LGBTQ plus, yay, yay. But they're really just doing that to hide the fact that they may be in cahoots or doing other things that are actually hurting the LGBTQ plus community.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There's a few companies that do that.
What's that? Pink washing? Is that what you said?
And then there's queer baiting, which is a marketing technique involving intentional homoeroticism or suggestions of LGBTQ plus themes intended to draw in an LGBTQ plus audience without explicit inclusion of openly LGBTQ plus relationships, characters, and people. So they'll be like, yeah, look, we're totally like hinting that we're we're queer friendly, we're inclusive, this and that, but then not really doing anything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure there's like a lot of companies, especially during Pride, that do stuff like that. Like,
I mean,
yay!
Especially probably nowadays too, really. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, look at that. But then they're actually not great.
I'm sure they have, this is just a few of them, obviously not all 300 words we're going through, but a lot of rage blank, right? So like rage quitting.
Oh, yeah.
Or like,
I use that a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. She just raged quit or something.
Right.
Like, which kind of makes, I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess. I feel like I use it even when it doesn't make sense.
I think I saw like rage applying, like you're just applying ridiculously to all kinds of jobs and see what one will give you the most money.
Oh, wow.
Instead of like quiet quitting, I'm rage applying or some crap.
Oh, that's funny.
But this one is rage farming, the tactic of intentionally provoking political opponents, typically by posting inflammatory content on social media in order to elicit an angry response and thus high engagement or widespread exposure for the original poster. So if you're a company, a person or whatever on social media and you post something specifically provoking and to really just get people pissed off. And so you get a lot of high engagement points, I guess, for having people just comment and write and stuff into your comment section.
Wow, that's pretty, I mean, if that's what you want.
It's just, you're just creating a lot more.
But I mean, if you're cool with that, it sounds like a huge headache to me, but.
Well, I also heard there's this rumor, conspiracy theory or whatever about the Kardashians that they will purposely either Photoshop their pictures like just enough to where you can tell it was Photoshopped, and or they'll misspell something. A lot of people will misspell words in their TikTok post or whatever, because you'll always have those smart asses that are going to point it out. And guess what they do? They comment. And guess what the comments do? Gives them more views, gives them more attention, gives them more money.
Honestly, genius. Absolutely genius. And then all of a sudden their picture of just them being having a selfie but being like Photoshopped or in a weird way or something is now like all over the news sites because of that, when that selfie probably wouldn't have been, because it just would have been a normal picture.
There was one I think sometime last year of one of the Kardashians, and she had Photoshopped herself and she was in her car or whatever, and her fingers look really long.
Yeah,
I saw
that
creepy.
Was Chloe. Yeah,
and I'm just like, okay, I think that might have been it. And actually, earlier I posted a picture and I read it. Like, I made like a little question prompt, and I was like, okay, this looks good. I posted and someone's like, yeah, you effed up grammar or something.
Oh yeah.
I wrote everyone one.
Everyone.
Instead of just everyone, I wrote everyone and then one.
Got it.
Like, dang it. And I was about to delete it and redo it. But then I'm like, well, that's just more people commenting it. Screw it.
Yeah, it is.
So if any of the big bosses say anything, I'm like, no, look, it's a tactic. This is all on purpose.
Look, I did this. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
on purpose. I think you've played this game, Coup. It's kind of like Resistance.
Yes, I have.
Well, this is called a self coup. So a coup d'etat or whatever, performed by the current legitimate government or duly elected head of state to retain extended control over a government through an additional term, an extension of term, an expansion of executive power, and dismantling the government branches. So basically, I think this is kind of what the whole January 6th insurrection thing was.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe. The dismantling of other government branches or the declaration that an election was won by an opponent is illegitimate.
Ooh! Mm.
Self-coup. Super Dodger. Oh, I think this is, Johnny Rubbers.
No way, really? Okay.
Anyone who, for unverified reasons, remains uninfected or asymptomatic even after repeated exposure to a contagious virus. Super Dodger.
He is a super dodger.
Like, that was my family for, like, up until this last year. And I think my grandma might still have not gotten it, but my mom got it this last year for the first time, and it hit her hard.
Yeah.
My dad and brother, like, they had taken tests, and they said they were positive, and then the next day they weren't. And so they felt better the next day, so they weren't 100% sure.
Oh, he is a super dodger through and through. And I really have no idea how, really. Because after Miami, when I came back, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't need that in my ears or on my eyes.
Yeah, baby.
You're going to do that. At least charge money. Talmbout. Okay. It's a phonetic spelling representing an African-American vernacular English pronunciation of talking about, tombout, used especially online.
Tombout?
Tombout.
So talking about?
Tombout. Yep. Oh, okay.
Damn, I am old. Yeah. I'm like, these are hard. These are hard to remember.
Okay. Or like, I know there's the period with a T at the end.
Yeah, that's just like, it means period, right?
Yeah, but like, it's supposed to be more of an exclamation, like, period.
I guess.
TiVo, a coordinated display including large banners, flags, and sometimes signs or cards executed cooperatively or performed in unison by the most fervent supporters of Ultra fans in a stadium. TiVo? I don't really understand where that came from. Like,
no.
Because sometimes like something will get its name because of a person or something.
Right.
This one I do know. And
do you use it?
Do I do it or do I use it?
Oh.
Because I'm very aware and anytime I do this, I make sure it is, I ask first.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Trauma dumping.
Oh, I've heard of, they bond because of their trauma. Trauma bonding. Yeah. So this is trauma dumping.
Yeah. So it's unsolicited, one-sided sharing of traumatic or intensely negative experiences or emotions in an inappropriate setting or with people who are unprepared for this interaction.
So, I don't know why, but that seems like something you would do.
But I am very, like, aware. I don't like to just talk about certain things with just anybody. And there are times where, like, I have a few close friends of mine. I'm like, do you have the, and I will literally phrase it this way. Do you have the mental headspace right now to deal with blank? With my trauma
dumping?
Has
anyone said no?
Either they wait a little bit, like they don't answer, which I take as like, okay, they maybe need a little
bit
of time.
Is this in person or over like texting or
texting.
Something?
Texting.
Oh, okay.
I guess I would say too in person, but when I do hang out with people, I usually try not to, like, I don't want to be trauma dumping because I'm hanging out with people, or at least as of recently.
I would think, oh, that's interesting because I'm kind of the opposite. I would rather like tell someone my trauma or something in person and not over text because you're with them face to face and you don't have to wait for a response and there's not like paragraphs and paragraphs to read.
Well, half the time when I do trauma dump or like, the last one, for example, if you count it, it was not even a trauma dump. It's like, can I just vent to you? I just want to bitch about it. And I just want to let it out into the air and tell somebody. And then I'm good. Like, I don't need any solutions. I don't. Like,
so you don't really need them to respond.
You know, and then just like, I need just acknowledgement. I'm sorry that's what you're going through.
Because I was
going
to say, like, in person, it'd be really awkward for me to say no. Like, obviously, you're going through a hard time or there's something you want to get off your chest. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, but texting, you could take hours to respond. Sorry, exactly. I was busy, like, you know.
And that's totally fine.
Okay.
At least for me. That's not everyone. That's just how
But has anyone said no? Texted you back and said no?
Immediately? Well, I don't really do it that often, so.
So they probably wait until they're ready for a few paragraphs.
And I've done that too back, like, for them. It's like, hey, and, you know, and, like, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm not ready right now and, like, right the second, but maybe in 30 minutes. So I hit them back in 30 minutes.
Interesting.
And the last one, woke.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think we all know what woke
means. We all know. Everyone thinks they're so woke nowadays. Oh, my Lanta.
It's just like, I feel like it didn't start off to be a bad thing, and now it sounds like a bad thing. It says, of or relating to a liberal progressive orthodoxy, especially promoting inclusive policies or ideologies that welcome or embrace ethnic, racial, or sexual minorities.
I think if you're woke, just be woke. Like, keep it to yourself. Just, you don't have to, you know.
Well, the way it started, though, it was like, people started saying like, oh, you're so woke. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should, you know, Black Lives Matter. And,
right,
you know, include, you know, LGBTQ+. Let's make sure everything's fair and cool. And so it became like a term kind of like snowflake. It's like, oh, you're just woke. It's like, you're just trying to do this. Like, oh, okay.
Snowflake is also another one, which I don't like, love.
I'm like, okay, buddy.
I'm like, all right, I guess, sure. I'm delicate. Thank you.
I'm delicate like a snowplow.
Whoa.
I just
okay.
really wanted to say plow.
plow the snowflakes then, which is me.
No. Yeah. I'm curious to see
if anyone knows these. I get why like old people now, like they just don't keep up because a lot of these I hadn't heard of. And then when I did hear of them, I'm like, I'm never going to remember that or use it.
Apparently, yeet is also being added.
Oh, no. Don't give Kanye West more.
Oh,
like,
was that
power.
Kanye? Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was his.
I don't really remember what it means.
Yeet means to be like to throw.
To throw?
Like throwing something. Like, oh, I just yeeted that thing off the cliff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it had a...
Or are you just thinking it's Kanye because of the meaning. Yeezys?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, like, I don't know where it started. I just know, like, you know, hey, you just yeeted that thing off out the car. And I just think it's so funny sounding.
It is.
It's so stupid.
It
I love it.
It sounds like... Yeet. A naughtier word.
Right.
So I don't know why my mind just immediately goes to something wild.
I think it just thinks I love watching videos of people like jumping out of stuff or jumping over things like yeet and just yelling it as they're doing it. I think it's so stupid and funny.
Hey, well, that's one you can like actually use then.
Yeah. Sus. We know.
So like suss it out?
No. Oh, you didn't know sus? Like, oh, that's sus.
No.
It's like you're acting really sus. It means suspicious.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like sus. Yeah, like, you know, like if you're trying suspicious, you have to suss it out, suss something out.
I guess. But yeah, typically means like this person's acting sus. Suspicious. It's like he's
I
not,
feel like
he's like he put a lock on his phone. That's sus.
Oh no. Maybe. Oh no. I abbreviate a lot of words. Mm-hmm. So maybe I will like this once I put it into my lingo.
And then cringe, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like they
I don't
just,
use that though.
I use cringy, but like now, like cringe just kind of is an easy one to get to, just because it's cringe is yeah.
You're cringe. Cringy. Have you heard of like being snatched?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what that means?
Yeah. Being like, oh, you look really good.
Typically, really good, but usually referring to like sucked in.
You're like snatched.
Like it's like, oh my god, you look so snatched in that dress. Like you're wearing a really tight dress, maybe with like a Spanx or corsets. Like your waist is snatched. Like,
yeah, I use it, and I use it a lot, and my friends and I use it, and my fiance cannot stand it. He had never heard of it ever, and he was like, "That's so stupid." Like, and I'm like, "No, I love it."
See, I don't use it as a term of like necessarily like you look good. Like I use it as you look good, and because. It like it, when
oh,
I think of snatch,
so you used all, yeah.
I usually refer like, oh my god, you look so like everything's snatched, like your face. I'm like, oh, my face looks snatched because like I'm sucking it in. You can't see my three chins,
no
that kind
chin.
Of a thing.
Yeah, hit it, pat it out.
Just
yep.
Oh god, it feels and looks so stupid.
I heard it works though. We got to do a lot of it every day.
What was the other one? Fit. I know I hear that a lot.
Drip. Oh. We do drip.
Yep.
I don't say it though.
I hear fit more than I hear drip though.
I know. I like drip. I think drip sounds like younger and
really
sexier. I never use it, though. I don't think I'm cool enough to use it, to be honest.
I feel like somebody just sounds like you just spilt coffee on yourself. Like, that's my brain immediately goes there. I don't know. I guess, yeah. If you guys have heard a new term.
Or any of these, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's anything. Like, there's a few other words in here. There's like WOC, which is woman of color.
Oh, yeah.
Native
and POC, right? People of color.
Yes. Native language, heritage language. So native language is a language that a person acquires fully through extensive exposure in childhood. It's like my native language is Polish, but I also speak English fluently.
Wow.
There's heritage language, a language used at home and spoken natively by the adults in the family, but often not fully acquired by subsequent generations whose schooling and others are in a different language. So my cousins don't speak Spanish. Some of my cousins don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Even though they lived with parents who spoke Spanish, or like one parent did and the other one was white. But you speak to them in Spanish, they'll understand you.
That's such a bummer they don't know it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like low-key really jealous of you that you didn't know how to speak. I'd be like, parents, why didn't you teach me how to do it?
Right.
Come on.
And they know like some words, but it's fun because like they'll answer you back. If you speak to them in Spanish, they'll answer you back full sentences in English, knowing exactly what you said.
That's crazy. They just can't, like, they just don't know how to speak it back. Or, like, yeah. You know, they can't, if they can understand it, then sucks to be them.
Your dad's favorite word, folks, is now in the dictionary.
Is that like folks, but
with an X? So whenever you see anything with an X at the end of it, so like Latinx, for example.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No.
So in Spanish language, there, you know, when we refer to certain words as feminine and
masculine.
So if I say, estás bonita, you are pretty, but that's in the feminine.
Thank you.
But if I was saying that to Danny, it's like, it is bonito.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be in the masculine, because he is he's a man. And so they usually just say Latino for all people who are of Latin origin. But they now use Latinx, so that just means everybody, both men, women, and anybody else who identifies as differently.
So I was just going to ask, what do you say like to, you know, like someone you're unsure of if they're a female or male, to call them pretty?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure. I've never encountered that, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was just like, if it's like feminine, masculine, yeah. Oh, but then what if?
Yeah, people who are non-binary.
Exactly.
So I guess it just depends. Like, you can always ask them what they prefer.
Oh, man, that's trippy. Yeah. I never even thought of that.
But a lot of people are now adding X. So instead of saying Latina or Latino, it's just Latinx, referring to everybody, men, women, and non-binary, etc. So I've heard people saying folks, which was a little odd because folks in my head was everybody, gender inclusive. So I guess this is just one step more, just F-O-L-X, I guess, just to be extra.
Oh.
I'm not
what?
Sure.
I think. Yeah, I thought, hey, folks. I thought that was.
Oh, you know what? It's, they say, at least the way they put it, a variant spelling. So you could do both.
Oh, you could do both. Okay.
Spell with an X, not only as shorthanded for, you know, it's, but also the parallel with other gender inclusive spellings. Just
got
to be
it.
Inclusive, like if you want, but it's a variant spelling. You could use either. Oh, okay.
Oh, I wish folks was the same as guys. I wish guys didn't have, it wasn't quote unquote male, because I say, hey guys, all the time, but it could be to a group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and there's some people who don't mind. They kind of see it.
Some people who do.
Yeah. And it's just as long as you're being cool with people, I think that's all that matters. And I found some more information about TIFO.
Oh, yeah. The stadium.
Mm-hmm. It says chiefly soccer, a coordinated display including large banners, flags, and sometimes signs or cards executed cooperatively or performed in unison by the most fervent supporters and ultra fans in the stadium. The term comes from Italian, in which it literally means typhus fever, leading it to the figuratively sense of fevered and passionate support.
Oh,
TIFO. That's okay. Now I'm tracking.
That makes more sense now. But still, it's a long way to like know what the abbreviation is.
Okay, they finally are adding this word. I love this word so much. They're adding it to the dictionary.
What? Oh, no. I'm scared.
I hope I could say it. Grundle.
What the hell's that?
Slang, and it's vulgar. It's the taint.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call it that?
Mm-hmm.
My mind is going all over the place now.
Perineum is another word for, is the actual like word for it, perineum.
A grundle.
Grundle.
It's so bizarre. Yeah, like I don't even know why we need another slang term for this, but.
Why not? See, I always, side note, I always heard that chode was meant for that, for being the taint, but some people refer to it as having like coke can junk. Like short and stubby?
Short and stubby, yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah, see, I grew up thinking, like, we would call it the,
what?
The grundle. Yeah.
No, I never knew that to be that area. I knew it to be short and stubby, baby.
If you go to Urban Dictionary, you'll get both definitions. And then, like, the third or fourth one says, what is it? Chode is, you know, a reason for people to come to Urban Dictionary to fight over the definition of it or something.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I never knew there was two definitions.
Yeah, I'd never heard of the whole Coke can situation.
That should be a poll. What do you think it is?
And actually, I think we did that once, or my old roommates and I, we had this argument.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'd never heard of a different...
I guess it depends on what middle school and high school you went to.
Yeah, right?
Because that's what we all called it. So I don't know
which
funny.
Is, like, I worse? Mean, better or worse. Yeah.
I kind of like the grundle.
Really? I like the short and stubby.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's the perfect name for that.
Okay. Well, let us know what you guys think. Like I said earlier, we do have a big announcement next episode.
Make sure to stay tuned.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.